Vinyl Crackle Under Drum Intros, Beginner Edition. If you make drum and bass in Ableton and your intros ever feel a little too clean, a little too empty, before the drums fully slam in, this is one of the quickest ways to add texture and vibe without adding new musical parts. The goal today is simple. Build an 8 to 16 bar DNB intro where a vinyl crackle bed sits behind the drums, moves over time with automation, and gets out of the way every time the kick and snare hit. That last part is what makes it sound intentional instead of like you just slapped a noise loop on top. Alright, set your session tempo to around 174 BPM. Anywhere in a 170 to 176 zone is fine, but let's live at 174 for this lesson. Now create a basic intro drum loop. Keep it classic. Kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. If you want, add some light hats or tiny perks. Nothing too loud. Here's why. Crackle feels more believable when there's a groove for it to sit inside. Even subtle hats help your ear accept the noise as part of the record, not a random layer. Arrangement-wise, a really standard DNB approach is bars 1 to 8, filter drums plus crackle, bars 9 to 16, you add a bit more energy, maybe hats, maybe ghost notes, and you automate tension. Then in the last bar, you do some kind of quick stop, or a tiny riser, and the crackle does a clean exit right before the drop. Now let's get a crackle source. You've got three practical options. Option A is the fastest. Use a vinyl crackle or record noise sample. Drag it onto an audio track. And here's a big beginner win. If it's just acting as a texture bed, turn warp off. Warp can sometimes make the noise feel time-stretched, kind of swirly or facey in a way that stops sounding natural. With warp off, it often feels like a real continuous recording. Then loop it. 4 bars or 8 bars is fine. But quick coach note, don't just loop anywhere. Zoom in and look for a section that doesn't have one obvious loud pop right at the loop point. If the same pop happens every 2 bars, people might not consciously notice, but they'll feel the repetition. Set your loop braces in a section where the waveform density looks consistent, and it just feels like continuous texture. And another little fix that saves you from that nasty digital tick. In the clip view, enable fades and add tiny fades at the start and end of the clip, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. That's it. It's invisible, but it removes clicks at loop points. Option B, you can use Ableton's vinyl distortion to make things more vinyl-ish. Just remember, vinyl distortion doesn't magically generate crackle on its own. You still need a noise source, like a sample or a recording, and then vinyl distortion gives it character. Option C, record your own. Record a quiet room with a bit of preamp hiss, a turntable output, or even a phone mic near a speaker playing low-level noise. Jungle and DNB actually love imperfect noise. A little grid is not a bug, it's a feature. Cool. Once you have the crackle playing, we mix it the right way. Start with gain staging. Put the crackle track fader low. A common range is somewhere between -18 dB and -30 dB. That seems ridiculously quiet, but that's the point. Solo your drums and crackle together, and slowly bring the crackle up until you feel it more than you hear it. If you can clearly listen to the crackle, it's probably too loud. What you want is, the intro feels glued, like there's air and texture in the background. Now let's build the core device chain using only stock Ableton tools. This is the chain you'll reuse forever. First, EQ8. We're making space for the kick, the snare body, and the sub. Turn on a high-pass filter somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz. Start at about 200 Hz. If the crackle is muddy or has low rumble, use a steeper slope like 24 dB per octave. Then listen to the snare. If the crackle makes the snare feel like it lost its snap, try a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz, just a couple dB. And if the top end is fizzy or irritating, you can gently shelf down above 10 kHz. The big idea is, in DNB, the center of the mix is kick and snare. Crackle lives mostly in the mids and highs, and it should not compete. Next in the chain, vinyl distortion for character. Turn tracing model on. Set drive really low, like 0.5 to 2.0. Pinch at 0 to 2, and be careful with it because it can go harsh fast. Then match the output level so you're not fooling yourself. If it's louder, it will always sound better, even if it's actually worse for the mix. After that, auto filter for movement. Set it to a low-pass filter. 12 dB is smooth, 24 dB is more dramatic. Start your cutoff somewhere like 3 to 8 kHz at the beginning of the intro, and automated opening over 8 to 16 bars. Add just a little resonance, maybe 5 to 15%, but don't let it whistle. The point is motion and tension, not a resonant tone. Now the secret sauce, sidechain ducking. Add a compressor after the EQ and filter. Turn sidechain on. For the sidechain input, choose your drum bus if you have one, or choose a group that contains kick and snare. If you don't have a group, even just sidechain from the kick is better than nothing, but kick plus snare usually feels more consistent for intros. Set ratio to about 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. At 174 BPM, start around 90 ms. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick and snare hit. Here's the teacher tip: the feel comes more from the release time than the amount. If it sounds like it's pumping like a house track, lengthen the release. If it feels like the crackle never comes back up, shorten the release. You're aiming for breathing that matches the groove. Finally, stereo control. Put utility at the end. You can widen vinyl noise a bit more than your drums, which can make the intro feel bigger without adding instruments. Try width around 120 to 160%. If it distracts you, pull it back to 110 to 130, and do a quick mono check early. You can drop a utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. If your crackle almost disappears, your widening is too aggressive, or you've introduced phase modulation. In mono, it doesn't have to be huge, but it should still exist. Now let's make it musical with automation, because a static crackle loop is what makes beginners sound like beginners. Pick two or three automation moves. First option, a volume fade-in. For example, bars 1 to 4, automate crackle from silence up to your target level. It feels like the track is powering up. Second option, low-pass opening. Bars 1 to 8, maybe your cutoff goes from 4 or 5 kHz up to 12 kHz. That gradual reveal builds hype without adding new drums. Third option, the clean-out before the drop. In the last half bar before the drop, either dip the crackle volume by 3 to 12 dB, or slam the low pass down quickly so the top end disappears. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger because the drop hits into clean space. And here's a fun jungle style trick. Do a tiny drum mute or tape stop moment, but let the crackle continue for one beat. It creates that headphones pause vibe, like the world doesn't fully cut out. Quick workflow habit: group your crackle with any other intro textures into something like intro textures. It keeps the session clean and makes it easy to automate the whole vibe later. If you want extra depth, you can send a tiny bit of crackle to a return reverb. Keep it subtle. Set the reverb decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz, low cut around 200 to 400 hertz. Then send the crackle barely at all. If the reverb becomes a sizzling halo, it's too much. Let's cover the common mistakes so you know what to avoid. Mistake 1. Crackle too loud. It goes from vibey texture to cheap noisy layer really fast. Mistake 2. No high pass EQ. That low end rumble will fight your kick and sub, and your whole intro will feel weak. Mistake 3. No ducking. If you don't sidechain it, crackle can mask snare transients and hat detail, especially at 174 BPM where everything's already busy. Mistake 4. Static loop. The ear gets bored. Automate filter, volume, or both. Mistake 5. Over distortion. If you push vinyl distortion too hard, you're basically making harsh white noise and your drums lose clarity. Now a couple upgrade ideas, just to give you direction once the basics are solid. If you want more controlled rhythmic movement than sidechaining from the full drums, try ghost ducking. You create a silent MIDI track that triggers a short click or closed hat pattern on eighths or sixteenths, with no output. Then sidechain the crackle compressor from that. The crackle breathes steadily even if your drum pattern has gaps. Another clean approach is tube and crackle. Duplicate the crackle track. On 1, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it's dark, smooth, maybe wider. On the other, high pass around 4 to 6 kHz so it's just tiny bright ticks, super low level, mostly centered. That way you keep air without making the whole bed harsh. And a final transition trick. The vinyl cut. Last beat before the drop. Automate a hard low pass and a fast volume dip, like the needle lifts. Then the drop comes in totally clean, no crackle at all. Massive contrast. Alright, quick 10-minute practice. Make an 8-bar DNBE intro loop. Add your crackle sample and loop it to 8 bars. Build this chain, EQ8, then auto filter, then compressor with sidechain, then utility. Targets. High pass around 200 hertz. Filter opens from about 5 kHz to 12 kHz over the 8 bars. Sidechain ducks around 3 dB on snare hits. Utility width around 140%. Then export just the intro. Listen on headphones and on laptop speakers. The question is, Can you feel the texture without losing snare snap? If the snare feels dulled, either lower crackle volume, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz, or increase the sidechain effect slightly. Recap to lock it in. Vinyl crackle works indeed NB intros when it's quiet, filtered, and controlled. The classic chain is a cue for space, a touch of character, filter for movement, sidechain to stay out of the way, and utility for stereo control. And automation is what turns it from a loop into an intro that tells a story. If you tell me your subgenre vibe, like liquid, jungle, neuro, or minimal roller, I can suggest a specific 16-bar automation plan with exact cutoff and volume moves.